I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden details a three-phase hostage deal aimed at winding down the Israel-Hamas war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's urging both sides to accept the three-phase roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. He says it would not hurt Israeli security because its forces have already hammered Hamas.
At this point, Hamas no longer is capable carrying out another October 7th.
The attack that started the war. 8 months later, the president calls this a truly decisive moment.
Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
His remarks came as the Israeli military confirmed its forces are now in central Rafah, expanding its offensive in the southern Gaza city, it says is Hamas's last stronghold. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts marks the end of the former U.S. president's historic hush money trial, but the fight over the case is far from over. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Now comes the sentencing and potential for prison time, a lengthy appellate process, and all the while, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee still has to deal with three more criminal cases and a campaign that could see him return to the White House. After more than 9 hours of deliberations over 2 days, the Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of falsifying business records in the case stemming from a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Trump angrily denounced the trial after court Thursday.
This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
Sentencing for Trump is set for July 11th. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories,